Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. The Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington is very excited to announce a day-long celebration. The music and history of the Music Inn, the legendary Stockbridge-based jazz, blues, folk, and rock venue, which was a vital presence in the Berkshire's music scene from 1950 through 1979. The full-day program includes a panel discussion with Music Inn employees, a feature film about the modern jazz quartet at the Music Inn, followed by a lecture by world-famous music scholar Jeremy Yutkin, who will discuss the important and unique place the Music Inn played in the history of jazz. And then the evening program includes a short film about the life and times of the Music Inn, followed by an interview with my guest, David Rothstein, who purchased, expanded, and ran the Music Inn between 1969 and 1979. David Rothstein trained as an architect and taught in such prestigious places as the Harvard-MIT Joint Center, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and Columbia University. He ended up in the Berkshires in the late 60s and founded the final incarnation of the Music Inn in 1969. He has referred to the Music Inn as the last outpost of the counterculture, which has evolved as a result of the groundbreaking evolution of jazz as the integrated music genre that ultimately paved the way for rock and roll. It is my great pleasure to welcome David Rothstein to the Midday Show.
It's going to be a fun event. I'm calling it Woodstock Bridge. It really was a Music Inn happening in the 70s, which was my time. It started in the 50s, and in the late 60s it was sort of abandoned and left vacant. And I got there not knowing what to do with it, but to somehow revitalize it. And it became a 1969, 1970s a hippie happening. Right. It just happened. And people got involved and, hey, do this, do that. Yeah, if you want to do this, do that, go ahead. That meant concerts, that meant films, that meant a restaurant, that meant whatever you want to do, do it, go ahead. And it happened.
The Music Inn has such an incredible, rich history, which includes such characters as Louis Armstrong. It includes Alice from Alice's Restaurant, and frankly yourself, who was in the 60s a working architect in Philadelphia. And I believe you came to the Berkshires and came upon the Music Inn, and it was in a state of disrepair, if I'm not mistaken, and you ended up taking it over. Do I have the story more or less correct?
Well, I mean, I was coming from architecture, but I had spent some years in Venezuela doing city planning. And then I spent 1 year, 68, at Columbia teaching architecture. And that was the year we had a little rumble. And then Woodstock happened in 69. And so I was kind of tuned into the counterculture happening. Mm-hmm. And when I got to Music Inn, I came up the driveway in the winter of 69 in a blizzard. And here were these incredible farm buildings, a stable, a carriage barn, an ice house, a potting shed, a farmhouse, that were all the farm buildings of the Wheatley estate. But they were designed by the same architect, Peabody and Stearns of Boston. So they weren't just your shacky barns. They were the real deal. And so as an architect and a follower of Lou Kahn in Philadelphia, where the buildings tell you what they want to do and mm-hmm. how they want to be used, these buildings were screaming, use me, use me, use me. And again, in the hippie days, things just happened. And so Alice was living next door on the back road. And I said, Alice, you want to do a restaurant? She said, yeah, okay. And Stuart Shapiro's in the back of her Cadillac convertible, hippie. I'll do the shows. And David Silverstone, who had the bookstore in Lenox, had a film club. We'll do the movie house. Mm-hmm. And Alice, we'll do the restaurant. And that's how it got started.
So on August 11th, there is going to be this day-long celebration and look at the history of the Music Inn. What do you make of all that?
You know, it'll be really a fun day. And there are two documentaries of the jazz time, the 50s, the School of Jazz, that George Schuller has been working on and re-editing, and that will tell that story. They're also showing a film that we recorded at the Mount about 5 or 6 years ago, where we did a music and reunion at the Mount. Sara Lee Guthrie did a couple of songs with Jimmy Arian and Jimmy and Johnny, I'm sorry, Jari Arian. And he's booking some music for the Triplex event, live music that will play a lot of music in covers. And well, they'll be talking and so forth. So it's going to be a really fun open event inside the theater and in the plaza.
Also, I understand there is a musical performer who's going to be playing throughout the day, and in the Triplex lobby while everything's going on. Is that right?
It's a band, I think, that he's
Yeah.
setting up. Yeah. And they're also going to play 2 nights before Friday and Saturday at the Lion's Den at the Red Lion Inn.
And people should visit the triplex.org to get more information, to get tickets, and get all the details about this very exciting day in Great Barrington. Tell me, David, what are you up to these days? You look like you're living a quite comfortable bucolic existence.
Oh yeah, Racebrook Lodge, Stagecoach Tavern in Sheffield.
The only thing is, I feel bad that we don't have more time to so I can get to know you better. It just seems like you were there and amidst this incredible artistic and creative time there in the Berkshires, in terms of film and music and all sorts of other things that were going on. People should really check out what's going on the 11th and get the chance to talk to you and listen to you speak about that history.
Well, that's what the Triplex event is for. It will cover a lot of it. Everybody's invited.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And again, people should go check out the triplex.org, get all the information about this day-long celebration of the music in, which includes the great David Rothstein in the program. Thank you so much, David.
Yeah.
Always
Okay.
a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Bye.
You're listening to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.